This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Reggie Atitula.
Yeah, you're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. John Lopez, Figgy Fig, Reginald Atitula hanging out with you. Does the NFL indeed have a quarterback development problem? This inspired by Anthony Richardson, who is clearly in a division rival or on a division rival. I don't know that he's giving you play that has made him feel like a rival. As he's been fairly substandard, a big, you know, talented, you know, trait-laden player, but he's not put it together, and to the point where the Colts and Shane Steichen have decided that they are not going to have him start. Joe Flacco, savvy veteran that's done this, stepped in for a haphazard quarterback before, even very recently, in fact. He'll do it again. And not only will he do it in this upcoming game this Sunday. What was the news that we got today?
Yeah, he announced, I can announce that moving forward, Anthony Richardson is the Colts quarterback. So,
Joe Flacco is the
Joe Flacco is the starting quarterback. So it's Flacco's job to lose.
That's interesting. Wait, even more interesting because, Fig, if you could hit this for me, Shane Steichen. This is Shane Steichen on draft night talking about Anthony Richardson and what he has going.
Yeah, I think with anything, right, I think the development of players comes with more experience, right? 13 starts. I think when you play more, that's how you develop. You know what I mean? So with him playing and his experience as a player and getting more reps, right, practice reps, game reps, I think that's how you develop.
Well, they decided against more game reps in this particular situation.
Well, he got punched in the mouth. You know, the old everybody has a plan thing. You know, there's going to be some collateral damage, and Shane Steichen is on that list. So he's like, okay, I got to make a move.
Yeah, maybe so. But Sam Block on Twitter, at the Sam Block, the Block Spot, I guess, tweeted this out, and I don't know. I'll read it for you. Anthony Richardson's 22. He's been benched. Bryce Young is 23. He's been benched. Trey Lance is 24. He's been benched. Justin Fields is 25. He has been benched. Will Levis, 25. Benched. Zach Wilson, 25. Benched. I think you're getting where we're going here.
I think so.
Mac Jones, 26. Benched. Kenny Pickett, 26. Benched. And he concludes it with the NFL has a QB development problem. So let's start with that statement in and of itself. Do you agree that the NFL has a quarterback development problem?
Mostly. And let me explain that. I go back to Tom Brady and what he said, I believe it was this offseason, about quarterback development in the NFL. I think most of us remember that. He was talking about, like, in college, they don't do these things that you do. You know, he was talking about how Michigan was a pro-style offense, and it helped him. And he played a lot, and he had to fight for his job, and had a lot of starts. And
he said he had to learn from being seventh quarterback on the depth chart to moving up to third, or ultimately to being a starter.
Yes, in the pro style offense. I think so. Yes, I think the NFL has a quarterback development problem, but it starts at the college level, which is the NFL's farm system. So, and when you look at these guys off the top of my head, Anthony Richardson didn't play a pro style offense. Bryce Young, maybe a little bit at Alabama, but I think he was, you know, sort of. They were on the edges a lot, and they had just an array of receivers. And
one of the things you say, a pro-style offense, a lot of these offenses are filtering up, right? Like, a lot of these concepts are filtering up to the NFL level from the college ranks.
They are, but it's still, by and large, I mean...
And they have for a long time. I want to make that clear.
They have been, but by and large, it's still quarterback under center, by and large. Not every team. It's still run the ball. It's still play action. You know, it's still between the tackles. By and large, I know there's some offenses that are much more wide open, more of a West Coast thing than the spread wide open college thing. So I can't just blame the NFL for not developing quarterbacks. I think another part of it is it's not just the money, it's the pressure of starting a first-round quarterback.
Yeah, I think that's where I went immediately. Just what is the incentive structure that has been set up in all of these places, college included, but at the NFL, one of those things that I think has felt apparent is that coaches do not have the same level of security that they once had.
Exactly.
So I think that that is one of the things you look at where coaches in taking the time to stop and develop. I don't know that they have that. Plus, the time to develop inherently, we've heard coaches complain about this over a long time with the ways that these CBAs have been negotiated and the opportunity to have practice time in the offseason and those things. Those have been limited for the idea of player safety. But I do think that this is some of where that shows itself is not having the opportunity to work with the guy and nearly as much in the offseason and them having to kind of do that individually. You talk about the incentive structure of teams, mm-hmm. right? It seems like what has become abundantly clear is one of the ways that you maximize your roster building situation is if you have a quarterback on a rookie contract who can go, it feels like then you have more money to spend other places than you give yourself to try and win.
Yeah.
So I think teams are chasing the opportunity to get in there and do that. But simultaneously, like with Anthony Richardson in particular, and maybe with some of these other guys, maybe not all of them, but some of them, like Anthony Richardson, Bryce Young, Trey Lance, maybe Justin Fields, not quite in the same way. Some of these guys were taken off of traits and like, well, we can coach them up and we can get them to that place as opposed to where in years past, some of those guys would be looked at, and I think Seth was talking about this earlier, as projects and not necessarily hoisted immediately into that space, mm-hmm. but given time to flesh out the remainder of what's needed to get themselves to being quarterbacks. So I think that also hurts the numbers in some way.
And we have to be honest here. I think a big part of the pressure of playing quarterbacks early, even when they're drafted in the second and third round. I mean, it used to be like you draft a quarterback in the second or third round or below. Like, that guy is sitting for 3 years.
Yeah.
You know? But it's our fault.
And
it's our fault. It's fans' fault. It's the pressure of, hey, man, you know, the unknown. I mean, freaking Malik Willis. You know, there was pressure to play, you know, Malik Willis because he was a draft. Where was he drafted? It wasn't. It was late.
Third round.
It was late.
Third round draft pick.
They had no. That guy should have been sitting for 3 years.
Yeah, but I think you also get the pressure of the success you get out of these certain quarterbacks, the Russell Wilsons, mm-hmm. and even like now, current time, C.J. Stroud. So now, when you draft these players, you want a C.J. Stroud type of quarterback that's coming in the league, setting the league on fire. And if that's not happening in a year and a half, then we got to look somewhere else because my job could be on the line.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah, that quick leash is, I think, is playing in for sure. Well said, Fig. One of the things I thought about immediately, and I don't know what level, like if we're power ranking the reasons why it feels like quarterbacks have not been panning out, especially early on, and you're seeing this benching trend happen. It feels like also you go to any level of football, and there's no level of football where development is more of a priority than individual winning.
Yeah.
Right. College football is one of those places where it's always, you know, the coach needs to win, right, in order to remain their spot. But I think they also have shorter leashes, so they're trying to get wins immediately, and developing a quarterback or whatever isn't a priority. High school football.
No, for sure.
Right. Even high school, where mm-hmm. is a place that you would think that there is more of a focus on developing players, helping them grow into better young mm-hmm. men that are capable of going not only into the world, but then also into higher levels of football if they so choose to be able to do that. Even at that level, it has become very cutthroat for high school coaches. Mm-hmm. And I think that also, all of these levels where you're supposed to be helping develop a player, I don't know that anybody has the incentive to help that player along more than I need to win these games as opposed to get them ready for something in the future. So we're passing these players along. And if they can just, you know, make something shake to get the wins now, that's fine. But as opposed to making them a better player, I don't know how many places are designed to help them do that.
Yeah, no, I think the pressure on coaches, the pressure put on teams and coaches by the outside, including us and fans and whomever, national pundits and all that, is one part of it. I think the development, the need to win games and instead of develop quarterbacks is part of it. It's several things, but I feel like the NFL, in terms of developing quarterbacks, how is it? My question is, will it ever change? Because social media and pressure and talk radio and fans, you know, clamoring for the next guy, like they were, you know, they're booing Anthony Richardson, and that guy had no right being thrown into where he was thrown into so soon. He had 13, you just heard it, 13 starts.
Yeah, I think
13 starts.
The real traits.
Yeah.
I think in the perfect world, you would want like a Joe Flacco to possibly be there and let Anthony Richardson watch and sit and learn for a little bit. Because even if you look at like Atlanta, they signed Kirk Cousins, and I know we kind of laughed at the move a little bit, but they also drafted the quarterback very early. Now, if this quarterback ended up being good after Kirk Cousins leave, then they going to be like, oh, maybe we need to start doing that and start letting these quarterbacks sit a little bit.
And Penix has played a lot of football as well in the college level. I think some of this that's tough, though, is, all right, let's say you go get an Anthony Richardson. I think that I frequently talked about him as a dude that would get somebody fired because, again, big traits. But then everybody's chasing the Josh Allen mode of development where it's not there and then all of a sudden it is, right? Mm-hmm. He's not accurate at all. We can make it happen because it happened with Josh Allen. Good luck with that. But then in addition to that, right, two of the names, Anthony Richardson and Trey Lance, those dudes had not played enough football. I understand the idea that, hey, we need to sit them and let them figure out what they're doing, right? Like watch and develop. But some of this is you need to play football. And I don't know that there's many avenues than putting them out there, but the problem that I think the Colts have come to in which they've had to bench Anthony Richardson, all right, that's good for his development. How good is that for everybody else who's out here trading on their bodies to try and get these things done, especially if that player is not up to the standard, but you're trying to get them reps?
But see, you say that, and I don't think it's necessarily like flat wrong, but there is an exception to that. And the exception is for years, quarterbacks sat and watched held the clipboard and worked the scout team.
Look at Carson Palmer.
And didn't actually play games and got good. You know, there are examples of just sit and watch, man.
Jordan Love.
Just listen to the veterans, you know, and all that. But I think part of it still goes back to rookie contract. Like, if he does develop, we're going to have him for what, for 6 months?
And you got to give yourself time to figure out early or not if you want to pay him that big money on the second. Yeah. That might be CBA and the way that the money has gone where quarterback contracts continue to go up. That might be some of it as well. It might not even be necessarily a development issue. It's just the time strain that the teams have on trying to determine is this guy good enough or not so that we can decide if we give him a big deal, is it going to hurt us real bad?
Yeah.
That also plays in.
I think it depends on the organization too, because if you have like an organization like a Green Bay that just fine quarterbacks and from letting them sit, I think they have no issue with letting them sit. And if that person is good that year, paying them.
I'm telling you, man. Like, let's say you are Mike Tomlin, draft a quarterback this coming season, all right? And he sits for 2 or 3 years. And all of a sudden, they ask him, you know, he determines, I don't think he's our guy. And he goes somewhere else and then he becomes a star. Even Mike Tomlin would be criticized. You know, how come you couldn't play that guy? How come you let him go? Well, because he was doing it the right way, but doing it the right way is costly these days. Literally costly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It feels like there is a development issue, but I think that also in some ways there's kind of always been this. It's just been exacerbated by all of these various things around the edges getting slimmer. Like the margins are getting thinner and thinner. And all of these things add up to a lot of young guys being benched. But I also, I mean, I do wonder how many of the talented guys are you having come out in general, right? Like it feels like there's only one every so often, right? One in a blue moon that really does land, even with circumstance as well. That's another thing that I think we also need to talk about. The preponderance of teams tanking in order for a player.
Yes.
And then you're dropping.
Then there's more pressure.
But not only that, right? Like, because you lit games on fire in order for that guy to get there, so he has to be good. But then also, now you're dropping a player into a situation that's not good for them, right?
Yeah.
And how are you supposed to develop when you're playing on a team that is not built to try and be any level of good?
I think the other thing, too, is back in the day, it was perfectly fine for a rookie quarterback to have a bad rookie year. Mm-hmm. Like you've seen it from Peyton Manning, he had a bad rookie year.
And that's our fault.
Downright bad.
And that's our fault. It was totally fine with that.
Yeah.
So now when they have a bad rookie year, look at Bryce Young. Now it's a lot of pressure year two, and he got benched, two games into the season?
Yeah.
Troy Aikman?
Yeah.
Peyton Manning?
Yeah. It was normal for a rookie quarterback to have a bad rookie year.
Yeah.
So you're saying CJ ruined it for everybody?
He kind of did. We've said that before. We've said that before.
Nah, he did.
Yeah. What? And I mean, again, what a blessing to have a guy like CJ that worked out. And then honestly, it's even tastier. It's even more delicious that they had the S2 test and all those things, and that he was basically put down as definitely not going to work out. And here he is, the one standing above the rest, working out, being a high-level quarterback, and ultimately also carrying a lot more of the load this year than any of these other guys that we can talk about that were benched. So a real blessing in a landscape of a lot of quarterbacks having to be benched after coming out here and starting not that well. C.J. Stroud and the Houston Texans, a fantastic beacon in the desert of quarterback play, or young quarterback play, I should say. All right, you're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, let's get into what's popping, including more World Series, and also, we going to have the Simpsons in the football space? We'll talk about that next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.